The business of promoting concerts in the U.S. is dominated by one company, Clear Channel Entertainment. It's a division of the corporation that also owns more than 1,200 radio stations and many of the country's billboards. According to Pollstar, a company that tracks the concert industry, Clear Channel sold almost 10 million tickets in the first half of this year. That's more than its 15 closest U.S. competitors combined. But some independent companies refuse to step aside. Chicago's Jam Productions is the largest of those, and it's doing battle with Clear Channel to stay in business. NPR's Katrin Einhorn reports.
On a recent Friday night in Chicago, couples and groups of friends filed into an upscale theater to see guitarist Otmar Liebert. It's a 30-something and up crowd. Deb Weatherford drove in from the suburbs with her husband, and she certainly knew the name Jam Productions, the longtime Chicago promoter that put on the show.
Sponsors for a lot of great music. When I think of production, I think of Jam Production.
Jam is legendary in Chicago. It's been the biggest name in concerts here for years.
Jerry Michelson and Arne Granit started Jam in the 1970s.
Jim DeRogatis, pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times, says the two invested their own money and brought bands to town.
They grew bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where the Rolling Stones would come to Chicago and Granit and Michelson would bring them to Soldier Field. And then they would party with them on a yacht in Lake Michigan after the show. This was their dream.
And they weren't about to let anyone wake them up. DeRogatis says Granit and Michelson were fierce competitors who squashed smaller promoters.
They became the 800-pound gorilla. You wanted to play Chicago, you played with Jam.
Jam became one of about a dozen powerful local promoters across the country that controlled concerts in their cities. Then, in the 1990s, something happened that people called the roll-up of the concert industry. A company called SFX started buying local promoters and concert venues, even swallowing up the country's best-known promoter, Bill Graham Presents. A band on tour was suddenly playing for the same promoter in Boston and Los Angeles. Then in 2000, SFX sold to Clear Channel. Jim DeRogatis.
Suddenly, Clear Channel came into the market across the country, and, you know, forget the 800-pound gorilla, there was now a 10-ton gorilla, and Jam was having a hard time competing with Clear Channel.
The owners of Jam are now embroiled in a lawsuit with Clear Channel, and they declined to comment for this story. But one of their former employees did talk. 25-year Jam veteran Scott Gelman was hired away by Clear Channel.
Sometimes opportunities come and you only live once and you gotta roll the dice and take a shot. So I took that shot.
Sitting in his office across from the new Hard Rock Hotel, Gelman bristles at the criticism often leveled at Clear Channel. That it's a faceless national corporation with no understanding of the communities in which it books concerts.
Our local office is made up of people from the Chicago market who grew up here and lived here and worked in the concert industry for many years. We care about the people of Chicago. We care about the music we promote. It's not cookie cutter. Yes, we are owned by this national company, but we're still a local company promoting local shows in local buildings.
Buildings are among the prizes that Jam and Clear Channel are fighting over. The national company has bought both of the outdoor amphitheaters in the Chicago area, which means Jam can't book shows there. The smaller company responded by tightening its control of smaller venues. Chicago music critic Jim DeRogatis says Jam bought the Vic Theater just to keep Clear Channel out.
The Vic was about to sell out the Clear Channel, and at the 11th hour, Jam came in to the very old-school Chicago owner and said, "You don't want to sell out to the big, bad corporate behemoth. Come into bed with us. We've been working with you for 15 years putting shows in here." And Clear Channel woke up to read about it in the newspaper that they had just lost the Vic Theater. And boy, were they upset.
The Vic was the site of Wilco's first Jam show in the mid-1990s. As the band became more famous, the musicians went on to work with virtually every major concert promoter in the country. They're currently on tour and scheduled to play Clear Channel shows in New York, San Francisco, and elsewhere. But Wilco manager Tony Margarita says in Chicago and some surrounding Midwestern cities, they're sticking with Jam Productions.
Jam to me is like the perfect convergence of things. They're independent, which, you know, all things being equal, I generally prefer. They are extremely competent. They have been doing a great job at all levels. They're also nice people. I trust them. They have good ideas. They listen to our ideas. They respect the approach of the band and try to work within the context of that, which is really about all you can ask for in a promoter.
Margarita points out that some of the people he worked with at Clear Channel used to be the independent promoters who booked his band's shows. Margarita says, as far as he knows, Clear Channel has never pressured Wilco not to work with other promoters. But he says it's dangerous for the same company to control both live concerts and radio stations. In Denver, one promoter has argued Clear Channel used that power against him. Doug Kaufman sued Clear Channel, accusing the company's radio stations of refusing to play artists' music unless they booked their concerts with Clear Channel promoters. Earlier this year, a federal judge ruled Clear Channel should stand trial on those allegations. The company then settled the case for an undisclosed sum, issuing a statement saying it admitted no wrongdoing. Now a company called Jam Sports, which Jam Productions co-owner Jerry Michelson helped launch to compete with Clear Channel in motorsports events, is suing Clear Channel for more than $20 million. The case is scheduled to go to trial November 15th. Among other things, the Jam Sports lawsuit accuses Clear Channel of pressuring stadiums not to do business with Jam. Spencer Waller directs Loyola University's Institute for Consumer Antitrust Studies. He says there's a reason Clear Channel doesn't face more lawsuits.
Most of these companies can't afford to bring a case that takes 3 or 4 years to get litigated and costs the kind of attorney's fees and management time that it takes. So a lot of these companies are falling by the wayside.
Clear Channel's dominance in the concert industry means the well-known and the not-so-famous wind up working with the company.
Chicago! Welcome, welcome, welcome. How many of you guys are new? All right, well, I'm Aaron. Hi.
Massachusetts-based singer-songwriter Erin McKeown is playing at Shuba's on Chicago's North Side. It's a jam show, but she also works with Clear Channel.
At some point, as a musician, you have to face that decision of, do I think it's important for people to hear my music, or do I think it's important to be one drop in the bucket of complaint against Clear Channel? Do I want to play in Detroit, or do I not? And you have to make that judgment, and I think that most people would make the decision that it's more important for people to hear their music and to move forward with their career that way.
Some bands refuse to work with the corporate giant, and there are smaller national competitors, including AEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. But Gary Bongiovanni, the founder and editor of the concert industry trade magazine Polestar, says the industry has changed forever.
We've become a corporatized business, and I don't think there's any going back from that. If it's not Clear Channel, it'll be somebody else. So there are going to be a handful of really huge players that are going to dominate the industry going forward. I still think that there's plenty of room for smaller players like Jam to make a living. And as long as the big players are not allowed to use illegal or unnecessary force to maintain their position, the smaller guys will be able to survive.
Ticket sales at arenas and outdoor amphitheaters were down this year. With Jam's focus on mid-size venues, some say it can survive by selling concertgoers a more intimate music experience. Katrin Einhorn, NPR News, Chicago.